Thank you. Kazakhstan has carefully examined the report of the Special Rapporteur. We would like to inform the Council that we have provided the special procedures with detailed information about the tragic events that took place in January this year. On our initiative, several meetings were held with the Special Rapporteur, including with the participation of law enforcement agencies conducting the investigation, as well as with the ombudsperson and a member of the National Preventive Mechanism. The meetings presented a detailed information about the causes and course of those events, both from the government perspective and independent human rights institutions. We would like to once again draw the attention of the Special Rapporteur on the following facts. Firstly, it's important to distinguish peaceful protesters from criminal groups involved in the riots. Security forces have not used lethal force in response to peaceful protests. Participants in the subsequent mass riots did not put forward any specific economic or even political demands. We believe genuine protesters in a democratic society do not engage in violent attacks, which result in killings of civilians, including children, law enforcement officers, and injuring emergency service personnel, as well as severe destruction of properties and vital infrastructure. Secondly, the order, where necessary, open fire without warning, was intended to combat terrorism and to protect citizens from armed bandits. And thirdly, peacekeeping forces of the Collective Security Treaty Organization only protected strategic facilities and did not take part in reacting to mass riots. We defeated the bandit with our own forces. Therefore, we cannot agree with the conclusion of the Special Rapporteur on Kazakhstan and hope that the official information of the state will be taken into account when preparing the report. At the same time, we appreciate the open dialogue established with the Special Rapporteur and look forward to further constructive interaction.